Greetings to all our viewers and welcome back to the third episode of our special series, Gen AI in Tax, The Next Wave. I'm Manoj Rathi, partner with EY, and I'm very happy to have alongside me Divesh Lapsiwala, a senior tax partner specializing on GST and tax transformation projects. And together, we will dive deep into data, its various attributes and predictive analysis. So stay connected as we unravel some of the predictive elements on data as they are presently and how AI will change them. So Divesh, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Manoj. Thank you so much.
Let me start by asking a fundamental question. When it comes to data, what are some of the most relevant aspects that one needs to keep in mind?
I think, Manoj, that is a great question. And that is the real way to look at data for any of the tax work that we do. The first question really is, where's your data? The second, that what do I need to extract and where do I need to get to? Third, in that process, what are the validations that I need to apply? What are the likely errors and how am I going to manage those errors? The fourth is, what is my target format? Where do I need to land all this information? What is the goal of all of this extraction? And finally, how can I analyze all this information in a more useful manner so as to be ready for the future?
So these are great points. But before we talk about AI, I want our viewers to get better understanding of the present ways and the processes that people have put in place around these attributes that you mentioned.
I think that's really one of the areas of pain for all taxpayers. And the reason is that today it's a very code-heavy process. You will have code for every single activity of the five steps that we identified right now. And the code is static. Therefore, it requires the full software development cycle of first identifying the problem statement, writing the BRDs, writing the code, testing, going live, and then realizing that maybe full use cases were not captured, and therefore rewiring the whole project. And imagine if a new use case emerges, you're rewiring the whole project again. So today's process, while automated, is static automation, and therefore it creates challenges for taxpayers. And also it's heavily code driven, which means regular taxpayers or non-functional software experts are unable to really help the problem. They're only able to identify the problem.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Divesh. But when it comes to AI, how does AI change everything when it comes to data extraction, data transformation, and error management?
Again, the first three attributes that we identified, and thanks for that question. So let's look at data extraction. Data extraction today is governed by columnar data that tax uses on a regular basis and then churns that information from multiple sources. But what if that information is not columnar? What if that information is a mix of text and numbers? How are you going to do the extraction? That process becomes heavily complex. But AI's ability to summarize, index, and infer enables you to reach a much deeper connection with all the data sources as compared to what you have today. And therefore, you A, eliminate manual processes. B, more importantly, if a data source or data structure changes, AI's predictive ability has the ability to adapt and suggest what is the likely throughput for extraction that is necessary. So that's on extraction. When you talk about transformation, it is a similar story. What is transformation? You are now, after having got the data, you're putting it in the formats that are required. Now again, if you substitute code and you use AI, what you're going to do is feed AI with very large data sets and train it on all the transformations that you've done in the past. It just helps it to learn and understand what transformations need to be done in the future in the same static principles, but also projected transformations if a new use case emerges, because it knows what you're looking for. It does the job by making the right suggestions. Of course, the human will have to make the call. And then let's look at error management. Again, very identical. But the summary story on error management is that, can I upstream the error management process? And can I go to the source when the transaction is being created? All this learning pours in and blocks an error when the whole journey begins. And that's really what AI can bring. So if I were to summarize, if I can keep giving feedback, if I can get the taxpayers team to make sure that it points to what needs to be done for every new use case, you possibly eliminate all the coding that we discussed earlier, or the recoding, or the iterations that we discussed earlier, because there is capability to learn in a natural language format. And that's what enables you to bring the power of AI on data.
So that's, Divish, very helpful. And that brings me to my last question around AI's ability to perform predictive analysis. And in that context, I'd like our viewers to understand what is data annotation and how does AI play a role there?
Yeah, that's a very, very new and interesting dynamism that we are bringing to tax. And maybe as tax partners or taxpayers, we are not really used to annotations and predictive analysis. Well, let's understand what is annotation. Annotation is about the ability to tag information from structured, unstructured sources, bring it all together, and present it for a purpose. Let's consider I need to do a analysis of all my transactions of the past, all my litigation matters of the past, which will be a combination of text and non-text information, all my presentations on the risks that I've identified in the organization. And I want to summarize that and synthesize that for what is the real risk, what is the rating of the risk, what are the parameters, what are the decisions that I have made, and what are the challenges I'm likely to face. And then update it for changes of law. With AI, I have the power to take the first steps in this direction. Today, the entire process is manual and human loop driven, because now you're not talking of data, but you're talking of text and data. But AI makes it much easier by taking off all of this load and leaving the space for intellectual work on the analysis performed. And then when you go to predictive analysis, the story is similar. What is predictive analysis? You're using complex mathematical models to determine what's going to happen next, right? How many of us in tax really do that? Right? We hardly have scenario building in tax beyond the fact that, okay, the rate will move from X percentage to Y percentage, or the ETR will move from one particular level to another level. But if I can start using mathematical models on my qualitative tax data, which I've built now over the years, courtesy GST, courtesy the change in corporate tax compliance, TDS compliance, if I can start building models for tax, I will not be surprised that tax teams will start partnering with business for making future models of the business for prediction, for analysis, and provide input from all the tax data and the learning from all tax data that has come in through the predictive analysis capability of AI.
That's very insightful, Divish. Clearly, there is a very powerful story for data in tax. It's been my privilege to host this insightful exploration alongside Divish Lapsiwala, and I believe we've uncovered some layers of potent potential of AI in tax as we pave way for a future where decision making is not just responsive but based on predictive abilities and with intelligence which learns, adapts and innovates on its own. So as we conclude today's episode, I think we have left our viewers with a very clear view that AI is not the destination, it's a vessel taking you to smarter shores of tax compliance and planning powered by data. So thanks again, Divish, for joining us. And thanks to all our viewers for joining this insightful conversation. And stay connected with us as we decipher more layers of AI and its power in tax. Thank you and have a nice day.